no matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome, everyone, to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 16th day of June. Welcome, everyone. We are beyond the halfway point of this month. I don't know how it happens, but this is the reality. This is where we are, and we are here together. I'm so glad that you're here, that you're making the Bible a part of your daily rhythm today, that you are allowing God to speak for himself through his word and reveal himself to each and every one of you. And may we continue to reveal ourselves to the God who created us, who already knows us, and longs to be in relationship with each and every one of us. Today we're reading 1 Kings chapter 9, 2 Chronicles chapter 8, and this week we're reading the New Living Translation. 1 Kings chapter 9. So Solomon finished building the temple of the Lord as well as the royal palace. He completed everything he had planned to do. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon a second time as he had done before at Gibeon. The Lord said to him, I have heard your prayer and your petition. I have set this temple apart to be holy, this place you have built where my name will be honored forever. I will always watch over it, for it is dear to my heart. As for you, if you will follow me with integrity and godliness as David your father did, obeying all my commands, decrees, and regulations, then I will establish the throne of your dynasty over Israel forever. For I have made this promise to your father David, one of your descendants will always sit on the throne of Israel. But if you or your descendants abandon me and disobey the commands and decrees I have given you, and if you serve and worship other gods, then I will uproot Israel from this land that I have given them. I will reject this temple that I have made holy to honor my name. I will make Israel an object of mockery and ridicule among the nations. And though this temple is impressive now, all who pass by will be appalled and will gasp in horror. They will ask, why did the Lord do such terrible things to this land and to this temple? And the answer will be, because his people abandoned the Lord their God who brought their ancestors out of Egypt, and they worshipped other gods instead and bowed down to them. That is why the Lord has brought all these disasters on them. It took Solomon 20 years to build the Lord's temple and his own royal palace. At the end of that time, he gave 20 towns in the land of Galilee to King Hiram of Tyre. Hiram had previously provided all the cedar and cypress timber and gold that Solomon had requested. But when Hiram came to Tyre to see the town Solomon had given him, he was not at all pleased with them. What kind of towns are these, my brother? He asked. So Hiram called that area Kabul, which means worthless, as it is still known today. Nevertheless, Hiram paid Solomon 9,000 pounds of gold. This is the account of the forced labor that King Solomon conscripted to build the Lord's temple, the royal palace, the supporting terraces, the wall of Jerusalem, and the cities of Hazor, Megiddo, and Gezer. Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, had attacked and captured Gezer, killing the Canaanite population and burning it down. He gave the city to his daughter as a wedding gift when she married Solomon. So Solomon rebuilt the city of Gezer. He also built up the towns of Lower Beth Horon, Baalath, and Tamar in the wilderness within his land. He built towns as supply centers and constructed towns where his chariots and horses could be stationed. He built everything he desired in Jerusalem and Lebanon and throughout his entire realm. There was still some people living in the land who were not Israelites, including Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. These were descendants of the nations whom the people of Israel had not completely destroyed. So Solomon conscripted them as slaves, and they served as forced laborers to this day. But Solomon did not conscript any of the Israelites for forced labor. Instead, he assigned them to serve as fighting men government officials, officers and captains in his army, commanders of his chariots and charioteers. Solomon appointed 550 of them to supervise the people working on his various projects. Solomon moved his wife, Pharaoh's daughter, from the city of David to the new palace he had built for her. Then he constructed the supporting terraces. Three times each year, Solomon presented burnt offerings and peace offerings on the altar he had built for the Lord. He also burned incense to the Lord, and so he finished the work of building the temple. King Solomon also built a fleet of ships at Ezion-Geber, a port near Elath, in the land of Edom, along the shore of the Red Sea. Hiram sent experienced crews of sailors to sail the ships with Solomon's men. They sailed to Ophir and brought back to Solomon some 16 tons of gold. 2 Chronicles chapter 8. It took Solomon 20 years to build the Lord's temple in his own royal palace. At the end of that time, Solomon turned his attention to rebuilding the towns that King Hiram had given him, and he settled Israelites in them. Solomon also fought against the town of Hamath-Zobah and conquered it. He rebuilt Tadmor in the wilderness and built towns in the region of Hamath as supply centers. He fortified the towns of Upper Beth-Horon and Lower Beth-Horon, rebuilding their walls and installing barred gates. He also rebuilt Baalath and other supply centers and constructed towns where his chariots and horses could be stationed. He built everything he desired in Jerusalem and Lebanon and throughout his entire realm. There were still some people living in the land who were not Israelites, including the Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. These were descendants of the nations whom the people of Israel had not destroyed. So Solomon conscripted them for his labor force, and they served as forced laborers to this day. But Solomon did not conscript any of the Israelites for his labor force. Instead, he assigned them to serve as fighting men, officers in his army, commanders of his chariots and charioteers. King Solomon appointed 250 of them to supervise the people. Solomon moved his wife, Pharaoh's daughter, from the city of David to the new palace he had built for her. He said, "My wife must not live in King David's palace, for the ark of the Lord has been there, and it is holy ground." Then Solomon presented burnt offerings to the Lord on the altar he had built for him in front of the entry room of the temple. He offered the sacrifices for the Sabbaths, the new moon festivals, and the three annual festivals, the Passover celebration, the festival of harvest, and the festival of shelters, as Moses had commanded. In assigning the priests to their duties, Solomon followed the regulations of his father David. He also assigned the Levites to lead the people in praise and to assist the priests in their daily duties. And he assigned the gatekeepers to their gates by their divisions, following the commands of David, the man of God. Solomon did not deviate in any way from David's commands concerning the priests and Levites and their treasuries. So Solomon made sure that all the work related to building the temple of the Lord was carried out, from the day its foundation was laid to the day of its completion. Later Solomon went to Ezion-Geber and Elath, ports along the shore of the Red Sea in the land of Edom. Hiram sent his ships commanded by his own officers and manned by experienced crews of sailors. These ships sailed to Ophir with Solomon's men and brought back to Solomon almost 17 tons of gold. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this time that we've had together in your word. I thank you for every person that has joined this safe space, God, that have come here to be in relationship with your word and to ultimately be in relationship with you. I pray that you would deepen their understanding of who you are and that we would cultivate the soil of our hearts as this seed of your word is planted into the soil. May it grow as we become more and more hungry and thirsty for righteousness and to know you and to know your word, to know your thoughts, to know your heart, to know your ways and surrender ours to yours and to become more and more like Christ, to be a light in the darkness and to be life to what is dead all around us. Let it begin here and now with me today. I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base, that is the website, that is 2.0, the app. Download it, check it out if you haven't. Good news and bad news, guys. The good news is you all have supported our efforts here at the Daily Audio Bible. The bad news is the spiritual connection cards are currently sold out for right now. I believe they are taking back orders. I need to double check on that. But boy, you guys scooped those up real fast. And we are so grateful that all these little things that are planted, these little seeds planted within Brian and I to help you on your spiritual journey are embraced in some capacity. So thank you for hearing that call and answering that little connection piece. And you can order your next set of cards and they'll be to you as soon as we get them in stock. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. Or if you're utilizing the app, hit the give icon up at the top right-hand section. And lastly, look for give on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, there are several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. That is the number for chronological. When you are finished, hit the little red microphone. And then right below that, hit the chronological icon. It's the white birch tree on the right-hand side, to ensure that your call gets to the right place. Well, that's it for me today. We'll continue in the Proverbs together tomorrow. I love you all. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Depending on the part of the world you're listening to this prayer from. So excited this morning is the day the Lord has made, and ask us to rejoice in it. So, we're rejoicing. I'm calling, my name is Lovely, and I'm calling in from France, and I'm calling in to join my faith to pray for other people. A sister called in, say your husband is sick, he has survived gastric, whatever, I've forgotten the name of the, and you're afraid, he suffered stroke, and is in the hospital right now. He's afraid, his left arm or whatever is not moving, but he has feeling. So many explanations, but we are praying for you, sister. We are praying for you, and we pray that the good Lord, we heal him. He is the God that healeth thee. He will heal him. We are praying for you. Pray for your husband for courage. We are praying for him to have faith in the Lord. We are praying for you, too, that you should be encouraged in the Lord. So we are in prayer. And I'm praying for his brother that called him for his aged dog and all that. And one thing that comes to my mind hearing that prayer request is God can be anything we want him to be. You know, God, Moses asked a question, who will I tell them sent me? And the Lord said, tell the Egyptian that I am who I am. Which means I can be anything you want me to be. He can be our healer, he can be our provider, he can be our sustainer, he can be our whatever is it that we want God to do for us. God can be anything. So we need not to be ashamed of anything. God can be anything. God can step in. If God can talk to inanimate objects and heal them, what about animate objects? What about... So God can be anything. We're praying that God should heal your dog. And another sister calling, you have lost, your husband died and your business is losing money. I'm praying for you and your son that God should give you.
Hey, DABC community, it's Wrapped in His Grace again. My last prayer got cut off, but there's some other people that have been on my mind that I wanted to pray for. Lord, I pray for Lady of Victory and Kingdom Seeker Daniel. The thing that has been heavy on my heart is that they both lost, they're married, they both lost children. several children over the last couple of years, and I just pray for their comfort. I pray for their strength. I pray for their marriage. I pray that they would seek first your kingdom and all your righteousness. And the things that would be added to them is strength and comfort, healing, freedom, and deliverance. Lord, I also have been thinking about the burning bush that will not be devoured. I have not heard from her in a really long time. So God, I just pray for her. I pray for her son. I know she was having some issues with him. And there's two people that haven't trusting in him used to call in years ago, Lord. And I don't even know if he still listens. I know that his wife left him and it was a really difficult time. So I pray that he's living out his name, that he continues to trust in you, Lord. I also pray that you would bring Simone from Texas back. Lord, you leave the 99 and go after the one. So I know that she was just calling in a couple years ago, maybe 2 years ago, and saying she was kind of leaving the faith. And I pray that you would just go after her. You would bring her back. And I pray that she would return even to this community so we can rejoice and welcome her home. Lord, I lift these things up to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, fam.
Hey, my amazing DAFC fam. This is KSD. Just want to lift up some of our DAFC family. Father, I come on behalf of Ashley from Texas, who has discovered a lump on her breast. And Lord, we pray that you would get to the bottom of this issue, and would you reverse whatever appears to be there? And by your power and by your spoken word, will you cause this issue to be a thing of the past, that she would have no further issues concerning this lump? And Lord, we pray for Mia from Palm Springs, California, whose daughter Ella suffered third-degree burns and is not recovering well. Lord, will you expedite the healing process? Will you get deep underneath the skin to all of the tissue? And will you cause a reversal of what's been taking place with this burn, and let Ella heal in a divine and supernatural way as only you can? We thank you, Lord, that you are well able, and we trust you to do it. We also ask for your hand to be with Cynthia from upstate New York, who is seeking reconciliation for her marriage, and she's also seeing a specialist for her eye. God, would you let all be well with this eye? And we thank you for the ability that you have given her to care for her mom, who's also lost a great deal of her vision. Would you strengthen Cynthia and comfort her heart to know that you are with her, you are fighting for her, and that you are going to work things out for her good?
Good morning, DAB Chronological Family. My name is Carol Rook. I am from Whitehall, Maryland. I covet your prayers as I recover from vestibular neuritis caused by an unknown virus. I have been in therapy for over 2 weeks and continue to make progress, just praying that I will have a full 100% recovery. Thank you for your love and prayers and support. God bless.